Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Wednesday. Chuck Muth will join us top of the next hour. Megan Barth will join us around 11:30. And John Zarpolis from NPRI, Nevada Policy, or Nevada Policy Research Institute, will join us just after 11 o'clock. In the meantime, we'll have plenty of highlights from the Robert Mueller hearing, the much-anticipated hearing. In fact, let's take you to Washington right now. This is the House Judiciary Committee. Debbie McCarson-Powell.
Actually, Kevin, they have just changed. It is Representative Veronica Escobar, the Democrat from Texas.
Okay, let's go to Washington,
quote,
and
the
House Judiciary Committee.
That the Constitution requires a process other than the criminal justice system to formally accuse a sitting president of wrongdoing, end quote. That process other than the criminal justice system for accusing a president of wrongdoing, is that impeachment?
I'm not going to comment on that.
In your report, you also wrote that you did not want to, quote, potentially preempt constitutional processes for addressing presidential misconduct, end quote. For the non-lawyers in the room, what did you mean by, quote, potentially preempt constitutional processes?
I'm not going to try to explain that.
That actually is coming from page one of volume two. In the footnote is the reference to this. What are those constitutional processes?
I think I heard you mention at least one.
Impeachment, correct?
I'm not going to comment.
Okay. That is one of the constitutional processes listed in the report in the footnote in volume two. Your report documents the many ways the president sought to interfere with your investigation. And you state in your report on page 10, volume two, that with interfering with a congressional inquiry or investigation with corrupt intent can also constitute obstruction of justice.
True.
Well, the president has told us that he intends to fight all the subpoenas. His continued efforts to interfere with investigations of his potential misconduct certainly reinforce the importance of the process the Constitution requires to, quote, formally accuse a sitting president of wrongdoing, as you cited in the report. And this hearing has been very helpful to this committee as it exercises its constitutional duty to determine whether to recommend articles of impeachment against the president. I agree with you, Director Mueller, that we all have a vital role in holding this president accountable for his actions. More than that, I believe we in Congress have a duty to demand accountability and safeguard one of our nation's highest principles, that no one is above the law. From everything that I have heard you say here today, it's clear that anyone else would have been prosecuted based on the evidence available in your report. It now falls on us to hold President Trump accountable. Thank you for being here. Chairman, I yield back.
Mr. Chairman.
Gentlelady yields back.
Just a point of privilege, you and I agree.
Very personal privilege.
I just want to thank the chairman. We did get in our time after this was first developed to us. We did both get in time. Our side got our 5 minutes in. Also, Mr. Mueller, thank you for being here. And I join the chairman in thanking you for being here.
Thank you. Director Mueller, we thank you for attending today's hearing. Before we conclude, I ask everyone to please remain seated and quiet while the witness exits the room.
Okay, that was Jerry Nadler, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. They will now shift over to the House Intelligence Committee. That'll be coming up in an hour or so. And we may or may not be able to dip into that. We'll find out. We'll find out as we go along. The one thing we do know is that hundreds of times, and by the way, somebody is keeping track of this. I know Fox News or somebody will keep track of how many times he said, I can't answer that. I won't answer that. I've never seen a witness refuse to answer more questions than Robert Mueller. This was, and they've been going at this thing for the last 3 hours, this has been the biggest nothing burger in the history of domestic politics. I mean, we learned nothing. I mean, I can't wait to see how the fake news media is gonna portray this.
I thought it was pretty stupid.
Because, it was real stupid. I mean, we learned nothing. By the way, you know how amazing it is when you've been around a while and you learn that time flies. It was just over it was over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew that my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. I just could not stand pat. And that's when I called my friends at Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients all across the state of Nevada. They're not just in Las Vegas. They're not just in Reno. They are statewide. And their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions. Whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, an engaging mobile-friendly website, I needed all of the above. Now, what I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. So let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. We need to take a break. We will do that. I'll let you hear more of the highlight. There were some dust-ups. We'll let you hear at least one of them with Louis Gohmert. This was wild. Jim Jordan, I think, had a go at him as well. As we continue, live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem.
like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
The difference is we use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
If you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800, 775-289-6800. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet. Or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I know nothing, I see nothing, and I say nothing.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy.
Yeah, and at some point, somebody, it probably will not be the Washington Post or the Huffington Post. It'll probably be somebody like Fox News will count the number of times Robert Mueller in this morning hearing with the House Judiciary Committee said the words or something like, I can't talk about that.
I see nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Or I won't talk about it. That's good. I'll bet you it will be, I'm just guessing it's going to be in the mid-hundreds.
I don't know. You try and you try and you try and what do you get? Heartaches.
Isn't that the truth? This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? There's still time this summer, no matter where you live across the state. Check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher, he just got done riding 3,400 miles coast to coast on a bicycle by himself. Yeah. Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, and your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Okay, I promise I'd let you hear one of the dust-ups that occurred during this morning session with the House Judiciary Committee. Louis Gohmert is a firebrand. He is a Texas congressman. He is a Republican. He is a conservative. And he went right after Robert Mueller. Here it is.
Most prosecutors want to make sure there's no appearance of impropriety. But in your case, you hired a bunch of people that did not like the president. Let me ask you, when did you first learn of Peter Strzok's animus toward Donald Trump?
In the summer of 2017.
You didn't know before he was hired?
I'm sorry? What'd you...
You didn't know before he was hired for your team?
Know what?
Peter Strzok hated Trump.
Okay.
You didn't know that before he was made part of your team. Is that what you're saying?
I did not know that.
All right. When did you first learn?
When he did find out, I acted swiftly to have him reassigned elsewhere in the FBI.
Well, there's some discussion about how swift that was. But when did you learn of the ongoing affair he was having with Lisa Page?
About the same time I struck.
Did you ever order anybody to investigate the deletion of all of their texts off of their government phones?
Once we found that Peter Strzok was an author of... May I finish?
Well, you're not answering my question. Did you order an investigation into the deletion and reformatting of their government phones?
No, there was an IG investigation ongoing.
Well, listen, regarding collusion or conspiracy, you didn't find evidence of any agreement, I'm quoting you, among the Trump campaign officials and any Russia-linked individuals to interfere with our U.S. election, correct?
Correct.
So you also note in the report that an element of any of those obstructions you referenced requires a corrupt state of mind, correct?
Corrupt intent, correct.
Right. And if somebody knows they did not conspire with anybody from Russia to affect the election, and they see the big Justice Department with people that hate that person coming after them, and then a special counsel appointed who hires dozen or more people that hate that person, and he knows he's innocent, he's not corruptly acting in order to see that justice is done. What he's doing is not obstructing justice. He is pursuing justice. And the fact that you ran it out 2 years means you perpetuated injustice.
I take your question.
Gentleman's time has expired. The witness may answer the question.
I take your question.
Yeah, yeah. At least you didn't say I can't talk about it. No, that's good.
What's the matter with you people?
Yeah. Tell you what, too, let's go back to the beginning of the hearing. And Jerry Nadler kind of summarizing, what to expect in the hearing. This was Jerry Nadler earlier this morning, the House Judiciary Committee.
For 22 months, you never commented in public about your work, even when you were subjected to repeated and grossly unfair personal attacks. Instead, your indictments spoke for you and in astonishing detail. Over the course of your investigation, you obtained criminal indictments against 37 people and entities. You secured the conviction of President Trump's campaign chairman, his deputy campaign manager, his national security advisor, and his personal lawyer, among others. In the Paul Manafort case alone, you recovered as much as $42 million, so that the cost of your investigation to the taxpayers approaches zero. And in your report, you offer the country accountability as well. In Volume 1, you find that the Russian government attacked our 2016 elections, quote, in a sweeping and systematic fashion, and that the attacks were designed to benefit the Trump campaign. Volume 2 walks us through 10 separate incidents of possible obstruction of justice, where, in your words, President Trump attempted to exert undue influence over your investigation. The president's behavior included, and I quote from your report, quote, public attacks on the investigation, non-public efforts to control it, and efforts in both public and private to encourage witnesses not to cooperate, close quote. Among the most shocking of these incidents, President Trump ordered his White House counsel to have you fired and then to lie and deny that it had happened. He ordered his former campaign manager to convince the recused attorney general to step in and limit your work. And he attempted to prevent witnesses from cooperating with your investigation. Although department policy barred you from indicting the president for this conduct, you made clear that he is not exonerated. Any other person who acted in this way would have been charged with crimes. And in this nation, not even the president is above the law.
Just squeeze your rage into a bitter little ball and release it at an appropriate time.
What we had here, and this was a fascinating exercise. Again, it was a nothing burger. There's no smoking gun. There's no nothing. If you notice that last line about no one's above the law, not even the president, they were begging. They were literally begging for Robert Mueller to say that, to say those words. He would never say the words. And that is to his credit, no matter what you think of Robert Mueller. The fact is, he was one squared away Marine. And he was, he stuck to it. They tried to goad him into saying stuff. And he simply would not do it. Now, what's interesting was the GOP questioning. And in fact, let's go to cut four, because it's Michael Steele, cut four. Michael Steele is the former chair of the RNC, the Republican National Committee, was on with Chris Matthews last night speculating on the GOP questioning. Listen to this.
What will be scripted tomorrow during the hearings by the Republican member of these committees? They're both minority members.
Right.
They don't have the control of the gavel, but they get half the time. What show will they be putting on for Fox? The show that they could, that Fox can then put on for 4 or 5 hours tomorrow night. What are they going to sell?
Oh, they're going to sell the president's narrative. I mean, there's no doubt about that, Chris. This is all about, and I think as you already mentioned, the goal is to make this conversation tomorrow a part of the reelection effort. That's going to play into what you will see on Fox.
Against the deep state.
Against the deep state. Yeah. And a president who has stood strong and has been fighting against all of this from the beginning.
There you go. Michael Steele, turncoat. Yeah. The former chair of the Republican National Committee, he's gone to the dark side. He's been working for, 6-7 years at MSNBC.
The pow, enemy. Pow, pow!
Stick around. More to do as we continue. More from the hearing. Yeah, there's a lot more to get to. We'll get to it all coming up in our next half hour, live and local now.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
You know, for a place called Taco Time, they sure do have a lot of really good burritos.
Ironic, isn't it?
I don't know what that means, but look, they've always had the Big Juan burrito.
Uh-huh.
And now they got the other Juan burrito.
What's the difference?
I'm so glad you asked. Both have beef, cheese, and sour cream. But the Big Juan burrito has refried beans and Spanish rice, while the other Juan burrito has black beans and cilantro lime rice.
Which one is better?
Whichever one you want.
Try the Big Juan burrito and the other Juan burrito, only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller, at the first of two hearing appearances he'll make today, pressed by Republican Jim Jordan about Joseph Misfit, the Maltese professor who's believed the source of the claim that the Russians had damaging information about Hillary Clinton before the 2016 election.
Did you interview Misfit?
Can't get into that.
Is Misfit Western intelligence or Russian intelligence?
Can't get into that.
A lot of things you can't get into. What's interesting, you can charge 13 Russians. No one's ever going to see him. You can charge them. You can charge all kinds of people who are around the president with false statements. But the guy who launches everything, the guy who puts this whole story in motion, you can't charge him. I think that's amazing.
I'm not certain I agree with your characterizations.
Mueller next goes before the House Intelligence Panel, and this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
I know nothing, I see nothing, and I say nothing.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. We're still trying to count up how many times Robert Mueller said, I don't know. I can't talk about that. I won't talk about that. It had to be in the mid-500s. 400, 500 times had to be. And I watched most of the proceedings today. I want to go to the opening statements again. We've heard a lot from Democrats, but I'm going to let you hear from a Georgia Republican. He is the ranking member on the Judiciary Committee, and how deeply personal this is for him, what's going on with Robert Mueller. Listen to this.
We are told this investigation began as an inquiry into whether Russia meddled in our 2016 election. Mr. Mueller, you concluded they did. Russians accessed Democrat servers and disseminated sensitive information by tricking campaign insiders into revealing protected information. The investigation also reviewed whether Donald Trump, the president, sought Russian assistance as a candidate to win the presidency. Mr. Mueller concluded he did not. His family or advisors did not. In fact, the report concludes no one in the president's campaign colluded, collaborated, or conspired with the Russians. The president watched the public narrative surrounding this investigation assume his guilt while he knew the extent of his innocence. Volume 2 of Mr. Mueller's report details the president's reaction to frustrating investigation where his innocence was established early on. The president's attitude toward the investigation was understandably negative, yet the president did not use his authority to close the investigation. He asked his lawyer if Mr. Mueller had conflicts that disqualified Mr. Mueller from the job, but he did not shut down the investigation. The president knew he was innocent. Those are the facts of the Mueller report. Russia meddled in the 2016 election. The president did not conspire with the Russian, and nothing we hear today will change those facts. But one element of this story remains, the beginnings of the FBI investigation into the president. I look forward to Mr. Mueller's testimony about what he found during his review of the origins of the investigation. In addition, the Inspector General continues to review how baseless gossip can be used to launch an FBI investigation against a private citizen and eventually a president. Those results will be released, and we will need to learn from them to ensure government intelligence and law enforcement powers are never again used and turned on a private citizen or a potential or a political candidate as a result of the political leanings of a handful of FBI agents. The origins and conclusion of the Mueller investigation are the same things, what it means to be American. Every American has a voice in our democracy, so it must protect the sanctity of their voice by combating election interference. Every American enjoys the presumption of innocence and guarantee of due process. If we carry anything away today, it must be that we increase our vigilance against foreign election interference while we ensure our government officials don't weaponize their power against the constitutional rights guaranteed to every U.S. citizen. Finally, we must agree that the opportunity cost here is too high. The months we have spent investigating from this dais failed to end the border crisis or contribute to the growing job market. Instead, we have gotten stuck, and it's paralyzed this committee and this House. And as a side note, every week I leave my family and kids, the most important things to me, to come to this place because I believe this place is a place where we can actually do things and help people. 6.5 years ago, I came here to work on behalf of the people of the 9th District in this country. And we accomplished a lot in those first 6 years on a bipartisan basis with many of my friends across the aisle sitting on this dais with me today. However, this year, because the majority's dislike of this president and the endless hearing into a closed investigation have caused us to accomplish nothing except talk about the problems of our country while our border is on fire in crisis and everything else is stopped. This hearing is long overdue. We've had truth for months. No American conspired to throw our election. What we need today is to let that truth bring us confidence, and I hope, Mr. Chairman, closure.
Amen to that.
Amen to that. I want you to hear more from Robert Mueller, though. This is Robert Mueller. Earlier today, the House Judiciary Committee, they met for over 3 hours, and he will testify again. It was scheduled for about 40 minutes ago, but they'll be getting going in the House Intelligence Committee, but I want you to hear Robert Mueller's testimony from earlier today. Here it is.
It is unusual for a prosecutor to testify about a criminal investigation. And given my role as a prosecutor, there are reasons why my testimony will necessarily be limited. First, public testimony could affect several ongoing matters. In some of these matters, court rules or judicial orders limit the disclosure of information to protect the fairness of the proceedings. And consistent with longstanding Justice Department policy, it would be inappropriate for me to comment in any way that could affect an ongoing matter. Second, the Justice Department has asserted privileges concerning investigative information and decisions. Ongoing matters within the Justice Department and deliberations within our office. These are Justice Department privileges that I will respect. The Department has released a letter discussing the restrictions on my testimony. I therefore will not be able to answer questions about certain areas that I know are of public interest. For example, I am unable to address questions about the initial opening of the FBI's Russia investigation, which occurred months before my appointment. or matters related to the so-called Steele dossier. These matters are subject of ongoing review by the department. Any questions on these topics should therefore be directed to the FBI or the Justice Department. As I explained when we closed the special counsel's office in May, our report contains our findings and analysis and the reasons for the decisions we made. We conducted an extensive investigation over 2 years. In writing the report, we stated the results of our investigation with precision. We scrutinized every word. I do not intend to summarize or describe the results of our work in a different way in the course of my testimony today. And as I said on May 29th, the report is my testimony, and I will stay within that text. And as I stated in May, I will not comment on the actions of the Attorney General or of Congress. I was appointed as a prosecutor, and I intend to adhere to that role and to the department standards that govern it.
Okay, there you go. They're just about getting ready to begin with the House Intelligence Committee. We'll go there as soon as the chairman shows up and begins his opening statement. We'll try and bring that to you. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Sam Peters, my buddy at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement, call Sam. In fact, ask him for a free review of your insurance at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. We're going to take a break. It's going to go a little early. We're going to get a break, and then we'll go straight to the House Intelligence Committee. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I know nothing, I see nothing, and I say nothing.
Love it. Now I do. I do. There's this big spectacle going on in Washington, and the problem is nothing has changed. We just sat through 3+ hours of the House Judiciary Committee, and there was no smoking gun. There was no nothing. That's about what it sounded like. It was like crickets. By the way, we'll take you to the House Intelligence Committee, chaired by Adam Schiff. Adam from the People's Republic of California. I will take you there in just a couple of minutes. You know, for years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of real water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Well, real water has upped its game again with real water concentrate. Just a few squirts of the real water concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, tea, or juice. To learn more, just go to kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com. Click on the real water icon at the top right of the page. Now you can get real water anytime, any place, on the go. They'll deliver it to your home, and you can order it online. Again, go to my website, kevinwallradio.com, for the very latest. Wyatt, where are we? What's tell us what's going on in the room.
Well, Kevin, what it appears right now is that they are, Adam Schiff, Adam Schiffless, is the chairman of the committee. And it looks like some folks are beginning to walk in. We're watching this pool feed. There is no real audio that we can bring you of this, but the camera, the pool feed keeps going back to the door, and as if it is.
They must be waiting. They must be waiting for Robert Mueller.
That has got to be it. But it looks like much of the committee, or most of the committee, are up there. Most of the staff is standing by, and they're waiting for Mueller apparently to roll into the room. And of course, all the talking heads are filling time and trying to figure out what's going on. And they have all the newspaper photographers are up taking all their shots between the two positions, you know, where the where all the staff is and all the committee is, and then where the folks testify. But so far, nobody's coming into the room. It looks like they're conferring outside the chambers with somebody. And it's kind of weird. I mean,
well,
I would think.
To me, what's weird is what's already happened today. But I'm waiting to see what's going to happen next. James Comey, let's go to cut one real quick.
Okay.
James Comey was on with Nicole Wallace yesterday, and wasn't sure if Robert Mueller was going to give Democrats what they wanted. Here it is.
They're lucky Robert Mueller wasn't forced to render a decision, because it looks to this individual like he would have said, fine, I recommend prosecution. Is it your sense that that might be true? And then if I could just give you a two-parter here, do you agree with the 800-plus prosecutors who have said that if Donald Trump were anyone other than the President of the United States, he would absolutely have been charged with obstruction?
So I think the second question first. Yes, I agree. If this were a case about someone who, other than the president, they'd already have been indicted on at least several of these obstruction incidents, maybe all of them, I don't know. But Director Mueller, I think, if pressed, would reach a decision, at least on some of them, that there is sufficient basis to charge the president. But again, he's a principled person trying to be fair and said, I shouldn't be doing that, given that the man can't vindicate himself. I'd be shocked if he imagined that Bill Barr would take the thing and say, oh, thanks, Bob, no case here, we're closing it. I'd be shocked. But I doubt if he's pressed tomorrow, he's going to give any answers along the lines of what we're talking about.
And by the way, Kevin, Robert Mueller has entered the building.
Oh, my gosh. Entering the room, it really is. It's like a, I think you were talking off air about it being a spectacle.
It's a circus sideshow. It's a circus sideshow.
And the dumb thing is that, unlike a lot of times when you have hearings like this, like Brett Kavanaugh, and there was some there's no there here. I mean, this is awful. I mean, how many hundreds of times did he say, I can't say, I won't say, I'm not going to talk about this, I'll refer you to the report? All of that. And it was awful. I kept waiting for the other shoe to drop, but the shoe wouldn't drop.
And I think you just heard the gavel drop, Kevin. They are getting ready to open. So let's hear what they got to say.
Let's take you to our nation's capital, live and local now, taking you to the House Intelligence Committee and the chairman, Adam Schiff.
At the outset, and on behalf of my colleagues, I want to thank you, Special Counsel Mueller, for a lifetime of service to the country. Your report, for those who have taken the time to study it, is methodical, and it is devastating. For it tells the story of a foreign adversary's sweeping and systematic intervention in a close election. That should be enough to deserve the attention of every American, as you well point out. But your report tells another story as well. The story of the 2016 election is also a story about disloyalty to country, about greed, and about lies. Your investigation determined that the Trump campaign, including Donald Trump himself, knew that a foreign power was intervening in our election and welcomed it, built Russian meddling into their strategy, and used it. Disloyalty to country. Those are strong words, but how else are we to describe a presidential campaign which did not inform the authorities of a foreign offer of dirt on their opponent, which did not publicly shun it or turn it away, but which instead invited it, encouraged it, and made full use of it? That disloyalty may not have been criminal, constrained by uncooperative witnesses, the destruction of documents, and the use of encrypted communications. Your team was not able to establish each of the elements of the crime of conspiracy beyond a reasonable doubt, so not a provable crime in any event. But I think maybe something worse. A crime is the violation of law written by Congress. But disloyalty to country violates the very oath of citizenship, our devotion to a core principle on which our nation was founded, that we, the people, and not some foreign power that wishes us ill, we decide who governs us. This is also a story about money, about greed and corruption, about the leadership of a campaign willing to compromise the nation's interest, not only to win, but to make money at the same time. About a campaign chairman indebted to pro-Russian interests who tried to use his position to clear his debts and make millions. About a national security advisor using his position to make money from still other foreign interests. And about a candidate trying to make more money than all of them put together through a real estate project that to him was worth a fortune, hundreds of millions of dollars, and the realization of a lifelong ambition, a Trump Tower in the heart of Moscow. A candidate who, in fact, viewed his whole campaign as the greatest infomercial in history. Donald Trump and his senior staff were not alone in their desire to use the election to make money. For Russia, too, there was a powerful financial motive. Putin wanted relief from U.S. economic sanctions imposed in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and over human rights violations. The secret Trump Tower meeting between the Russians and senior campaign officials was about sanctions. The secret conversations between Flynn and the Russian ambassador were about sanctions. Trump and his team wanted more money for themselves, and the Russians wanted more money for themselves and for their oligarchs. But the story doesn't end here either, for your report also tells a story about lies. Lots of lies. Lies about a gleaming tower in Moscow, and lies about talks with the Kremlin. Lies about the firing of FBI Director James Comey, and lies about efforts to fire you, Director Mueller, and lies to cover it up. Lies about secret negotiations with the Russians over sanctions, and lies about WikiLeaks. Lies about polling data, and lies about hush money payments. Lies about meetings in the Seychelles to set up secret back channels, and lies about a secret meeting in New York Trump Tower. Lies to the FBI, lies to your staff, and lies to this committee.
And nobody talks about the ultimate lie, the biggest lie of all. The Steele dossier was the biggest lie of all. And that's what started all this. That's what's so incredible. Coming up, we're going to get expert testimony. A guy that I'm guessing has been following this. I don't know. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. He's on the road today. We'll talk with him coming up in just a couple minutes. Stick around. And by the way, John Zarpolis, the president of NPRI. I wonder what he thinks about all of this. We will get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.